Welcome to the One in Christ Resurrection Broadcast with Bishop-elect F.A. Gelsey Sr., located at 940 Broadway in Buffalo, New York. Now, let's go to the Word of God.
Yo, let me tell you, that's how you're going to draw them right there. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them. We can't draw nobody. We got to let the Lord do the drawing. Unless the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain. Are y'all listening to me? Somebody say, stick with the word. Stick with the word. Don't do nothing. I don't care what it look like. Stick with the word. You're going to always come out on top if you stick with the word. I'm going to need our finance department of Sister Samantha to read something for me so she can get prepared to read something for me. Amen. I want to read something before I go into the sermon today. Amen. We want to welcome our television audience, our radio audience, and our social media audience. And, of course, our live audience here at 940 Broadway. Give them a hand cup, everybody. We want to welcome y'all to the One in Christ Temple, 940 Broadway in Buffalo, New York. The message today, we're still dealing with the faith fight. Somebody say faith fight. We are in a fight, and it's the good fight of what? Of faith. That's the fight we in. We ain't fighting the devil. He already lost. You fighting the devil, you fighting the wrong one. You fighting somebody already lost the fight. Your fight is the fight of what? Faith. 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 I remember when Bishop Stallworth first ministered that to me, that girl said, you stop trying to fight the devil. The devil ain't doing nothing to you. I couldn't get it, but I got it now. I got it now. It's still hard for some people to get that. I mean, if you ain't got it, then you just ain't got it. Don't worry about it. Keep fighting them. But you can get to a point in your life where the devil is not, he's obsolete. Because the Bible says he has defeated the devil. It's all in the Bible, all over the Bible. He went to hell and took the what? Keys of the kingdom. Took the keys. He got no keys no more. He got no power. And so all the power belongs to God. Jesus said, all power has been given to who? Me. Amen. Because he went down to the pits of hell and took everything and destroyed the works of the devil. And the number one thing the devil had was what? Death. And Jesus what? Defeated that, because we got what? Everlasting life. You don't see it? Come on, somebody. Somebody say, I got life everlasting. Sure you got it. Sure you got it. You just got to be able to believe it and keep saying it. Amen. And that's in the scripture, isn't it? Our scripture. That's in 1 Timothy 6 and 12, right? Yeah, 1 Timothy 6 and 12. It's in 6. It's there, right there. Take hold of eternal life that you have what? Confess. Take hold of it. Take hold of it. There you go, right there, right? Yeah. Right. It's a fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on it. Eternal life. Wherewith thou art also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hallelujah. You've already confessed it. When you confess Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, the Bible says you shall be have everlasting life. You got it. There ain't no more death. No more death. Amen. We live forever, spiritually, right? Spiritually. And those that died before us, they meet us in the air. Amen. Okay. I want Samantha to read something. This is a book by Smith Wigglesworth, one of the great evangelists. He was a man that raised his wife from the dead three times. Three times he raised his wife from the dead. Get that podium over there for me. Thank you, sir. He raised his wife from the dead 3 times. And the last time he raised her from the dead, you know what she said? She said, Smith, you're going to have to let me go. Amen. God. God. God wants me. You can't keep bringing me back. That's a man of what? Faith. So I'm going to read something from his book, and I want Samantha to come read it for me. There you go, Samantha. We're going to start right here and end right there, all right?
When he was in business as a plumber in Bradford, England, he was taken ill with acute appendicitis. His wife had called the doctor, who told Wigglesworth that he needed immediate surgery.
Now, he needed immediate surgery, appendicitis. Yes. Wife called the doctor and told him the doctor said, you need immediate surgery. Read on.
When Wigglesworth said no, the doctor left to go on his rounds. But he became so troubled that he returned to check on Wigglesworth. When Mrs. Wigglesworth told him that her husband had set out on business, the doctor responded, well, they will bring him back a corpse then. But they didn't. God healed him.
God healed him. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. I said God healed him. God healed him. Read on.
Wigglesworth had the power to decide that no knife would touch his body in life.
Glory. Somebody say, I got power.
I got power.
Oh, that's the kind of power we're talking about. Right. To say, no knife shall touch my body.
But surely death is another matter. How could he have decided that? I could only conclude that he prophesied by faith.
What did he do?
Prophesied.
He said it. What you say, you got. He spoke it. He prophesied by faith. No knife shall touch my body. Read on.
It certainly came to pass just as he said. But having made the prophecy, he was tested on it.
You got to be tested on what you say now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a prophecy will certainly be tested. After entering full-time service for God, Wigglesworth suffered acutely with kidney stones. With his underclothing stained with blood, he continued ministering to the sick who were healed. He told the Lord, you might as well heal me because I'm not going to have any operation.
Hallelujah.
And he never did. In time, he passed every one of those stones, some of them quite miraculously.
God, you might as well come on and heal me because I ain't going to no doctor. And I ain't letting nobody cut on me.
Amen.
So you might as well just go it on what? Heal me. That's faith. That's what real faith is. We haven't seen real faith, and we ain't using real faith. But we can. That's what the faith fight is. That's what we are into. We are into a faith fight. And the only way you're going to get to that stage where Wigglesworth was at, you're going to have to what? Learn how to start using your faith little by little. And it gets bigger, it grows, increase our faith. You used to have little faith from the beginning, but your faith can grow. But you got to start what? Using the little you got. Amen? All right, let's go to the scripture today. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Cut that heat completely off, Dr. Gelson, for me. Everything. Everything. Cut every button off. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. Now, I want you to go along with me. If you ain't looking at this screen here, that screen, you can see it real good. That screen is kind of out of pocket. We're going to have to get that fixed. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to call the screen man to fix that. But this one right here, you can see the scriptures real good. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. Is that right? All right, we're going to read it. All right, y'all ready? Everybody look at the screen, or you can look at your Bible. And we want to read it together on one accord. Is that all right?
Yes.
And I'm reading from the King James Bible. And after you get it, we're going to 1, 2, 3. On 3, we're going to read, right? 3, read. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is what? Born of God. And everyone that loveth him and begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we what? Love God and keep his what? Verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not what? Grievous. Verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our what? Our faith. Verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Somebody say the victory that overcometh the world. The victory that overcometh the world. Somebody say the victory that overcometh the world. Amen. This text is very simple and plain. Matter of fact, the whole Bible is simple and plain. We just make it hard. We want to make it say things it's not saying. We want to make it. We want to believe things that it didn't say. And then the stuff that it's saying, we don't want to believe it, because it sounds too. No, come on. You can't. That can't be. It can't be like that. No. Come on. It's got to be more to it than that. You just can't say something and expect it to happen. Well, if the Bible said, "Ask and it shall be what given to you." Seek and ye shall what? Find. Knock and the door shall be open to you. Now, if the Bible says it's going to be given to you, ask, then when we ask, we don't expect to get it because we don't believe that. We don't believe it. But all God is waiting on somebody that's got enough guts to believe it. And that's how you operate in faith. That's the faith fight. Walking in the light of the word, believing what the word say, and just standing right on that word. I don't care. Like Smith Wigglesworth, I don't know. God, you might as well heal me, because I ain't going to get cut on. Yes. You might as well get rid of this stuff here. And next thing you know what? They just pass right through, miraculously. Yes. But guess what he was doing? While he was going through, he was still what? Teaching, preaching, praying for others, even though he was sick. See, just because you're going through a test don't stop you from working. God was using you to do it. He using you. You ain't doing nothing anyway. God is the one that's doing all the work. Amen. So this text is so simple and plain. It gives us the answer on how to overcome the world. And that's something that we all have to learn how to do. Overcome the world. And the world is the world system. The world system. The orderly arrangement of the world. How the world do things. Because the world does not do things like God do. God say we are in the world. We are not what? Of the world. We don't operate like the world operate. We don't act like the world operate. We don't do what the world do. The world is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. We operate in kingdom principles. Amen. And so how do we overcome the world, which is something that all of us got to learn how to do? And it's so simple in that scripture. Let me see the scripture that I'm talking about. Verse 4. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh what? And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our what? Our faith. So two things there. If you are born of God, you overcome the world. And the victory is in our faith. So most of you in here, those two things are already done in your life.
Amen.
You are born of God. Anybody born of God in here?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I am. Yes. I'm born of God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And what is the victory that overcometh the world? Even our faith. So if you are born of God, you are born again, use your faith.
Amen.
To overcome the world. Overcome the things of the world, the symptoms of the world, the things that the world does to us. Amen? Somebody say overcome.
Overcome.
By faith. What is this faith that overcometh the world? Because that's not any kind of faith. So what we need to do is we need to look at verse 5. Verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world? Who is he? You should, y'all, I want to know who he is because I know it's me. And it's you if you are born again. Are you born again?
Yes.
Are you a new creation?
Yes.
In Christ?
Yes.
Are you not the same person you was born before?
No.
Are you still the same person?
No.
No. Who is he to overcome the world? But he that what? Believeth that Jesus is the what? Son of God. That's who overcometh. Does anybody here believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
How long you been believing that?
Yes.
Years, have you?
Yes.
But then you should have been overcome the world. You are an overcomer. The only reason you ain't overcoming because you don't know it. Either you know it and don't believe it. Because that's what the word say. Verse 5, put it up again. Who is he that overcometh the world? That's a good question, right? And did he tell you who? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Every church in Buffalo that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, you are an overcomer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
But you got to start saying that. I am an overcomer. Say it again. I am. An overcomer. I am a overcomer.
I am
a overcomer. Come on, overcomer of anything that the world brings.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm going to overcome this situation.
Yes.
I'm going to overcome this circumstance.
Yes.
I'm going to overcome this trial.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going to overcome this sickness in my body.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I believe that Jesus is the what?
Son of God.
Simple, simple, simple. Simple, simple, simple.
Spoken word, yes. Hallelujah.
What is an overcomer? The word overcomer is somebody that conquers.
Yes.
I am a conqueror.
Yes, I am.
Somebody that prevails. Somebody that gets the victory.
Yes.
Overcoming is a victorious situation.
Yes.
When you overcome, you're victorious.
Yes. I am
victorious. I mean, look for victory.
Yes.
You are an overcomer.
Yes.
You're already victorious.
Yes.
Victory means that you are successful.
Amen.
Every successful person has won a lot of victories in their life.
Amen.
They've been victorious. I was looking at some of the old fights of Mike Tyson, and that man was knocking people out, man. Mike was a real hitter. He was bad. I mean, he knocked them out like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I mean, 30-something knockouts. 44. See, he no better than me. 44 knockouts. And he would hit you. He would hit you, boom, like here, and he hit you there, boy, it knocks everything out. Boom, and then if you don't go down, you fold like that. He said, boom, hit you in that jaw, you out. First round, that was Mike Tyson. He was victorious, and it made him what? Successful. When you are victorious, you can't help but be successful.
Amen.
Victory brings success. So you better start trying to win and stop losing. Because you keep losing, no success come with losers.
Yes.
Success come with victorious people. People that are victorious, overcomers. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now let's go back to the start of this verse. Verse 4 again. Verse 4. It says, for whatsoever, that whatsoever could be whosoever, it could be everyone that is born of God, overcometh, conquereth, is victorious, right? Question is, are you born of God? That's the million-dollar question.
Yes.
Because you say everyone that's born of God overcometh. Everyone that is born of God overcometh. Are you born of God? Well, I'm born of God because I'm not the same person I used to be. I've been what you call born again. And I take that serious. I take it literally. I'm born again. People try to tell me about old stuff. That's not me no more. That's 30-something years ago. 30-something years ago. You went back 30-something years. I don't know what you're talking about. I remember it, but that ain't me. I am born of God. That means I'm God's child. I'm a child of God. You can't take that lightly, people. You got to understand who you are. Are you a child of God or you not? Are you a child of God or you not? Is God your father?
Yes.
Or he just your God? He got to become your father, not just your God. He's everybody God because he's God. Whether they make him God or not, one day they're going to bow.
Amen.
But he's not everybody's father.
Amen.
You can only be a child of God if you're born again.
Amen.
Of God. Jesus said it. Jesus said, you must be what? Born again.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that no more because people don't want to be born again. Or they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to act like they're born again. Man, that's too much. You can't, come on, how you going to be? Like Nicodemus, how you going to be born? I'm going to go back into my mother's womb and be born all over again? Jesus said, Nicodemus, you one of the rulers of the Jews, and you don't know this stuff? You preaching, and you don't know this stuff? You got a church full of people, 10,000 people, you don't know this stuff? Got people following you everywhere. You don't know this little light stuff here? That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. You must be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. What you talking about, born again? You got to be born of God. You got to be born of the spirit. You got to be born of the spirit. I was born from my mother, but then I was born from God. Born again. Somebody say born again.
Born again.
Now when you're born again, something happens in your life.
Amen.
Something happened. Look at verse 1 now. Let's read it. Let's take it a little slow. Verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the what? The Christ is what? Is born of God. That's so simple, ain't it? You ain't got to do no flips. You ain't got to jump up and down. You ain't got to run to and fro. All you got to do is believe that Jesus is the Christ. You are born of God. I am in the number. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. I am born of God. Is that what the Bible says?
Yes.
Are we going to make that say something different? No. Only what it say. Put it up there again, Brother Irwin. Thank you so much. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of who? God. Now, I said to you, the question is, do you believe that Jesus is the what? Christ. That question was asked of the disciples by Jesus. Let me show it to you. Look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 17. We're going to take it slow. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We want to get this. We want to get this. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea, Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who am I? Who are they? What are they saying about me? What are they saying about me out there? Who does the people in One of Christ say Jesus is? Next verse. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. But you got it wrong. He's not John the Baptist. Number two, some say you Elias. That's Elijah. But you got it wrong. You ain't no child, you ain't no son, you ain't born again neither, because you got it wrong. Because we went back to the text, say, whosoever, verse 1, go back to verse 1 real quick. Verse 1, get with me now, 5:1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus the Christ is born of God. So if they say you John the Baptist, you ain't born of God. If you say I'm Elias, you're not born of God. Is that simple? It's plain. I mean, we get this on Friday night too, y'all. Y'all have to wait Sunday to get this stuff. You can get this teaching on Friday night, and the more you get it, the more it becomes reality to you. The more you get it, the more it become real in your life. The more you get it, the more you'll start putting it to work.
Well, our time is up. Tune in every Friday at 9:30 a.m. and 8 p.m. Visit us at 11 a.m. Sunday morning, OIC Temple, 940 Broadway. Bishop-elect F.A. Gelsey Sr. Bye-bye.